Thank you for calling Elite 14 VIP. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
Yes, I am calling because I have a charge, and I don't remember signing up or ordering anything for Elite 14.
Okay, let me get this pulled up for you. Just one moment.
Okay.
And what's your zip code?
94928.
First and last name?
Elena, E-L-E-N-A. Last name's Muse, M-E-U-S-E.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
It is 1542 Mallory Place, M-A-L-L-O-R-Y, and that's Rohnert Park, R-O-H-N-E-R-T, California, 94928.
Thank you. So I have an account put up here for a 2-for-24 promotion for $28.99. So are you saying that you never signed up through an ad, or you could get the 2-for-24 promotion and pick out two leggings and go place the order online?
I do not recall that whatsoever, no.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, that's basically what it's for. Is there someone that has all your information besides you that would have did this?
I don't believe so. I've been hacked before, but I don't know. But I do. You said two leggings for $14.99.
No, when you first sign up, it's 2-for-24. For $28.99, that means you would pay $28.99. You would go online to our website, select the two leggings. You would put in a gift card code. Then, if you don't call in to cancel it out, it turns into an auto ship, and then they would charge you the VIP membership, which is the $49.99, and you would go online. And you'll pick out your leggings and then put in your gift card code until you call in to cancel it out.
I see. Yeah, no, it definitely got charged at $49.99, but I am just so unaware of this. And I would not like to do it.
She's like, I didn't do it, and I don't think I would. Look, you sure you don't want to sign up for the VIP?
Oh, thank you, but no thank you.
No, you're fine. I'll just cancel it out and transfer you to the fraud department. They'll have to handle it from there for you. Just one moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's so much going on now. You have no idea.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. And thank you for being so kind.
Oh, you're welcome. Trust me, I get this all day long. You have no idea.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do. I'm sorry.
I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, Fraud. Oh my God. If I get one, I'm scared. I probably won't come back.
I don't blame you.
I'm serious. Like, forget it. I'm not even coming back. Y'all can have it.
I know. I think people have too much time on their hands to do all this fraud. You think they do something good in the world, right?
You're right, because I definitely don't have time on my hands to do anything like that. I have so much going on until I don't have any free time.
Exactly, you know, and I'm just like, you know, if you guys are this smart and have so much time, do something good in the world.
I know, like, you can go work, get like a clearance and work for, like, you know, the state, you know, or anything like that, and you can actually get paid good money to do this stuff.
Right? That's
I don't get
you.
It.
Me neither. I'm with you, though. I got you on all that.
Yes. Oh, God. I'm glad you went ahead and found it, though.
Me, too. My husband's like, what is this? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm all cold right now.
I know. I don't blame him. What is this?
Yeah, exactly. I had another company I just called to for like $200. I'm like, what is going on here?
Are you serious?
I'm serious. And I'm like, heck no. Yeah. So it's just something you got to keep an eye on all the time. It's so sad.
It is. You shouldn't have to.
Yeah. If you didn't check our statements, we'd be in trouble. I'm glad you checked.
You got that. I'm glad he did, too, because I don't tell him what all you would have had on the account.
Oh, God, I can only imagine someone's having a good time on me. I'm telling you.
I'd be ready to. Oh, my God, I'd be so mad. Like, how could you do this? Like, are you kidding me?
I know. I'm telling you, it's a kind of a new normal.
Oh, yeah. This has become a normal life thing cloud and be sad, but it really has. It's like it's a part of the world.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm just like, I'm on it right now. Let me give me my phone. I'm on it.
I don't. Yeah, I'll be checking for. I'll be going back months. Just, you know, because like I said, as long as it's not past 60 days and you didn't do it, you know, they can still file it for you. You know, like through the dispute. Yes, but once it hits that 60-day mark, they can't do it. So
such a pain. I know. It's I know.
I don't see why it matters, you know, because this is my thing. Why? What does 60 days have to do anything? If someone stole my information, I didn't do it. It's a year ago.
Yeah. And why do I have?
Yeah, I want my money back. Like,
I have a friend who's a cop, and they took her her credit card and was staying at some big giant hotel in San Francisco having a good old time.
Oh, you for real?
Yeah. I was like, she goes, I don't even stay at those places. I'm like,
I get it. Know. I would have been, did they catch him or did they just give her money back?
They just gave her money back. They said that type of stuff's so hard to catch. It really is hard to catch. So they just gave her money back. But,
they need to figure out a way to catch that because, like you said, that's people getting, I mean, even though she got her money, but you got to understand, she basically got away with free money and charged somebody else.
Yeah, and that's just so not okay. I mean, that's messed up. And it comes out of us who are working, it comes out of our paycheck one way or the other.
Yeah, you'd be surprised if they wanted to do the big scams. Like, they'll call and be like, oh, you know, you won the sweepstakes, and, oh, you know, you're going to pay this much, or, you know, and they get, like, hundreds, and giving these people get, like, thousands of dollars out of their account.
So sad.
It is sad. And they, because you know how older people are, you know, They're old and they don't really think like, okay, somebody, they're really thinking like, oh my God, I won the sweepstakes, you know?
Yeah. And then they just take everything they have and they don't get much anymore to be on their own and retire. It's really a sad situation.
It is.
Some young buck over here trying to take everybody's money, not working when they're perfectly capable of working.
No, that's the part I don't get.
Yeah, they're just being greedy. Ooh, they're going to get paid back.
Oh, yeah, I told them, don't worry. They're going to get it big time. You'll get away with it, but eventually you're going to pay for it. You'll start having things happen. Be like, oh, my God, why is this happening to me? Because you're stealing from people.
It's called karma.
because trust me, it happens.
I want to be there to watch it.
Oh man, I will be laughing. Oh my God. Right. When I tell you I will be laughing like so hard.
Me too, because I want to see all these people. They have no idea what we go through on the other side.
I'm serious. Like, oh my God. But yeah, but I'll get you transferred to the fraud and they'll hand off and just tell them everything you told me. You didn't sign up, you don't have anything, you just happened to check your bill and saw the charges.
Great. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure talking to you.
Right. You too. All right. Just one moment. Home for take care and stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Just one moment.
Okay.